What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, let's rise, everyone. So have you ever wondered why people can share the same values yet still operate so differently? Or how about this question? Do you ever wonder why what you think is your definition of a value might not be the same as somebody else, and how we need to have conversations around that? So that is what tonight's topic is. Of course, I am Sandy. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. And tonight's show is all about what is your SOPs? Now, if you're in the work environment, you might know what an SOP is, but what an SOP is a standard operating practice. But what is your SOP for your life? And I already asked the question, have you ever wondered why people can share the same values yet still operate so differently? In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I will explore the idea that every one of us is guided by an internal SOP, our personal standard operating practice, or a PSOP. Hey, that sounds good. For how we think, communicate, love, and lead. Drawing from years of building SOPs for restaurant startups and even for my Lego series play to help teams look at their process and values, I open a general conversation about why we do things the way we do, why others may not do them the same way. This episode isn't about fixing people or deciding who's right. It's about becoming curious about the values and experiences that shape how we operate and what becomes possible when we stop expecting everyone to run on the same systems. And then I have some questions for the end. Is basically, what are three values that guide you, guide how you show up, and how do you define them? Now ask someone close to you how they define the same values and notice if there are definitions that match yours exactly. So this has been a big topic for even clients of mine recently, because I asked that, what is your SOP? And then they're like, well, I know what an SOP is. It's a standard operating practice, right? But what is your personal one? And what I mean by that is sometimes we define things differently. Like as a mother and a wife, I have heard, maybe not so much as a, yes, first marriage probably, I heard, you just don't respect me. I mean, when you raise teenagers, you usually get that. God, Mom, you don't respect my boundaries, or you don't respect me. But when we sit there and say, yes, I do. I mean, why would you say that to me? I'm your mother. Number one, when you use that word, why? That's coming from a place of judgment. It's also coming in a defense instead of trying to understand how better, or let's talk about this in the work environment. How many times have you walked around and they just don't get me? This company doesn't know what respect is, or their values don't line with who they are. I know we've all heard that, probably said that at some point. I would say we've all said that at some point in our life, whether it's personal life or our work life. But what if we came from a place where we ask or we get curious about that? Because just think how much easier a conversation would be with a teenager you're raising, or even an adult child when they say something, or even as a boss. You don't respect me. If you said, okay, I understand. Now I want you to define what is respect, or how does respect show up for you? Just think how many different conversations there would be than a fight, if we could even understand that. Because I know in our climate, in our world right now, respect is one of those words I hear every day. hate being American. There's no respect here for each other. Nobody respects anyone anymore. Nobody loves anyone anymore. We're so prejudiced, prejudicial, all these words. But what if we sat down at a table and asked, what does respect mean to you? See, that's one of the reasons why I love my Lego series play, going into places and I ask them questions. What does respect look like to you? And then they're building these things. And then when they can talk about it, wow, I never thought about it that way. And think about if you had that conversation with a loved one. And I'm using the word respect because I feel like that is a big word that you see on almost every company values and in life, because that's what we really want out of life is to be respected for our different values, our different opinions, and our different way of looking at things. But the problem is sometimes we choose this one size fits all for us, and we don't want to understand the other person. I'm raising my hand. If you're not watching me right now, I'm raising my hand. I've been there. I've done that. My clients, almost that is a big thing on what they want to work on. I just want to feel respected, or I want my wife to like respect me more, or a word. I'm just using respect. But until you can define it, until you can define it and ask the other person how they define it, can you come together? And you might be like, oh, yeah, my wife does respect me. Or my partner, yeah, by their definition, they are respecting me. They're allowing my space. So some people respect means giving me the space. Whereas my respect might be is having the conversation. That's two different ways to look at things. That's two different ways to operate. So if my definition of respect is to be seen, heard, but also to be able to speak freely, and someone else's definition is to not be seen or heard, but to be able to state their opinions, that might be a little bit different when you think about it. So that's why SOPs, I have been asking my clients a lot more recently, is design your SOP. Like, what are your values? And if one of them is boundaries, one of them is communicate, how do you want to communicate? What is communication? That's another big one. What is valuable communication to you might not be the same as valuable communication to me or your loved one or even someone you work with. So it's all about having those conversations instead of basically going, why do you feel that way? Coming from a place of almost judgment. Instead of saying, okay, well, how would you like me to communicate? What style of communication do you flow with instead of understand or say a word that might be a little bit challenging? Say, so you say communication. How could effective communication be? Because that is a big thing, even think about it in the workforce. Is effect almost every leader says open door policy with effective communication. But that's different for everyone. So think about that. And I would really like for you to kind of have in your mind, I would love to write my own personal standard operating practices. And it can be not the values and stuff like that, but how do you operate your day? What are some things that you can put into place in a mindful aspect to guide or lead your day? Because it doesn't just have to be about values and experiences, but it can be how you operate as well. Like I can tell you, if I wake up late, usually doesn't happen often, but if I wake up really late and I can't do my morning rituals, I've still got to like talk myself through because that is part of my standard operating practices is I do have a morning meditation, a morning gratitude, a morning just time that's set aside. And that's part of my standard operating practices because it sets me for the day. And if you have something, and then go through your day. But most of the time, it's about what drives you more in life. Because think about it, when companies start up, or when you start working for a company and they sit down and go, okay, we're going to go through our values. Our values are respect. Some of them are embrace change. Some of them are driving sales. Now, if you think about a company driving sales, what drives your sales? What drives you to what motivates you? So think about that. What motivates you in life? And what motivates you in life might not be the same thing that motivates the person next to you or your partner or your child. And that comes into those love languages. Because standard operating practices also would incorporate love languages and apology languages. And I know I've talked on here before about love languages and apology languages, but that is part of your standard operating practices. How you want to be loved. How apologies resonate with you. See, I love when I work with, and I've worked with couples before, that want to dive into those love languages. And that's important and it's great. And oh my gosh, their love language is physical touch. Or acts of service. And they're on board with that. And they're like, yeah, I know that. I know that. Well, what's their apology language? Well, I apologize. Well, how? And then it's like, oh, maybe that's the break in our standard operating practices. And if you designed a standard operating practice for yourself and you're able to like, walk around with it. Just think, how easier would your life be if you could say, you know what? My standard operating practices are, my values are respect. I think everyone's would be respect in a sense, communication. But it has to be how you want to be communicated to. There's so many other values out there. And that's what getting to know what is your true value, because some of our standard operating practices are inherited. And it's not necessarily what makes us operate and live the best life. I mean, there's definitely, we deal with a lot of inherited. The way maybe our parents operate, and we feel, oh, that just doesn't feel right for me. Okay, well, maybe it's not right for you. How can you change that within yourself? How do you operate versus how they operate? How does this person operate versus how you operate? Maybe you're not a go, 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 go person. You're one that likes to sit back and go, ah, I like sitting in nature. And someone's like, no, we got to go, 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 go. So that's why it's important to sit down and design your standard operating practices. There's many ways to say this, but I've really started incorporating it into my coaching. Is what is your standard operating practice? But of course, it is time for my break. But who am I? Who is Sandy Bird? Well, I am a coach, a transformational empowerment coach. I'm also a corporate wellness coach that deals with Lego Serious Play, but I also coach in the corporate industry to help leaders define their own personal SOPs and how they can incorporate it into their own company SOPs. How can they relate to it? Where's the friction within it? But I have three programs on my website. If you go to Sandy, SandeeByrd.com. Yes, I almost looked up like I had to see how to spell my name. But Sandy Bird, I have three programs out there because each one is through a different period in your life. If you need to learn how to forgive, but you want to thrive through it, that's one of my programs. And like I say, this was a big thing for me a couple of years ago. When you would say authentic, I'd be like, oh, I hate that word. But when I realized, because I didn't know who my authentic self was, and now that's one of my programs. We'll work together to unleash your authentic self. And then, you know, once we start really figuring out who we are, how do you empower yourself and how to find that empowerment within you? So those are my, as I'm stumbling over my words, those are my three programs, but I'm more than happy to get on a call with you and we can design a program for you. Maybe it's trying to figure out your purpose in life. What drives you? What is your SOP? So anyway, we're going to go to our break. And like I always say, if you are enjoying my show, please go to iTunes, give me a review, a five-star review, search Emotional Elevator, and it helps me get the word out. And I'm truly grateful for all of the reviews and ratings. So thank you. We'll go to our break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. Like I said, if you are enjoying my show, if you will go give me a review on iTunes or five-star rating, search Emotional Elevator. I will be very grateful and it helps get the word out because I know somebody out there needs to hear these words. And what tonight's show has all been about is SOPs. And what is your personal standard operating practice? I know everyone out there has had worked in somewhere where they have a standard operating practice. I've designed many of them in my life. And with Lego Serious Play, I go in businesses now and use that to maybe get the conversation started around SOPs. And as I was saying in the first part of the show, how many times have you said they don't respect me? And maybe your definition of respect is totally different. Having those open conversations around that. How much easier would it be if we were curious when someone stated we didn't respect them? Ask a question. And how would you design your own SOPs? Because most of our SOPs came from inherited, what makes us feel safe. Maybe it can be from our work environment of what we were told certain meetings are or how we should drive our life. And some of it comes from religious or spiritual background. Our values, it's all about our value system and what drives us. What gets you up in the morning? But I also want to kind of dive into SOPs about what is your day? Like, how do you start your day? And what can you kind of design within yourself to make sure you are living the life you want to live every day? And that's what SOPs are about, is if you're in a work-life environment, what's your standard? How do you operate on a daily basis? What maybe do you need to shift within how you operate in your daily? And like I said, a lot of this comes about when we are in a committed relationship or we have children or even in the workplace environment where maybe the way we communicate is different than somebody else's. Having that conversation, not coming from the place of why, which comes from a place of judgment. Asking, okay, if respect means this to me, what does respect mean to you? Because some of us see it differently. And I also talked a little bit about our world climate and our world views right now is sometimes we think differently than the person next to us. And maybe having that open conversation to understand instead of judge. Hearing both sides instead of judging already from a place within you where if you're open to the conversation, just think how more we could operate together and live life together. Because then if we all were able to sit around and go, okay, so what is your definition of this? What is your definition of this? How do you like to be communicated to? And I even went into the first part of the show a little bit about love languages and apology languages. For families, even in a workplace, I would love to sit down and know other people's apology languages in a workplace. Or, you know, their love language. Because love language is about how you receive love, admiration. Sometimes it's communication. What fuels your fire? If you like words of affirmation and you are working and nobody gives you those words of affirmation, but they're willing to buy you something. Oh, let's go out for lunch. You might not feel valued. You might feel like you're not being respected. And if you said, you know what respect is to me, is to hear it. To hear you say, you respect me. Not, hey, let's go out to lunch. So it's getting more into what is your standard operating practice? And if we had more conversations, I think there would be a whole lot more communication, more conversations. There would be a lot more communication on a whole different level. And that's why working with my clients, I've started really diving into what is your SOP? What drives you? What fuels that fire? And what are your values? What is your value system? And is it your value system? Or is it inherited value system? Maybe from a work environment, maybe from a family, an inherited. Maybe it's just something that keeps you safe and secure, small. Maybe it's from a religious background. And you're just like, well, you know, that's just what I believe. But is it what you feel that you believe? And this kind of is not a segue into next week's show, but I want to go ahead and say next week's show is going to be, what are you waiting for? What are these big decisions in your life that you want to do but maybe you're afraid to do. And maybe one of them is to design your standard operating practice. Because like I said, one of my reflective questions for tonight is, what are three values that guide how you show up and how do you define them? And I really want you to think about that. And now go ask someone close to you how they define the same values and notice if their definitions match yours exactly. And if not, that can be an open conversation, not from a place of judgment, just from a place of understanding. Because that's why I wanted to talk about this, because I've learned recently, or this was part of my journey of transformation, was when my children became that golden age of adulthood of 18 and 19s. You don't get me. You don't even respect me. You've never respected me. And I came from a place, and I've heard this from my clients say, what are you talking about? I'm your mom, or I'm your wife. What are you talking about? I respect you. How dare you? Come from a place of judgment instead of saying, okay, how would you like to be respected? What does respect mean to you? Ah, well, not necessarily throwing in, well, this is how I think of respect. No, just say, okay, now I know what your definition of respect is, and I will work on it. Think how much better that would be if you came from a place of, well, tell me, what does it mean to you? If it's not respect, what is communication? Ah, okay. Well, now I know. Well, so now I know how to effectively communicate with you. You know, I am a person that loves change, embraces change, loves every day to be different. And I know I have someone in a client that, ugh, if I had to change every day what I'm doing, I hate that. I want to drive to work the same way. I want to work this 9 to 5. I want to eat hamburgers every night. I'm just making this up, but loves that consistent routine. Me, I don't. That's two different standard operating practices. And to realize that, I can embrace now how to work with them, guide them. So that's one of the big takeaways from tonight. Think about that. Do you like something certain? Like, do you embrace change, but you know someone who's rigid and routine? Just think how different that is. And what if you could have that open communication with them around that? There's so many things I could dive into tonight with that, around the differences we have. But go into any work environment and see. Look at their values. And then think about it. How do they define this value and how do they define that value? I know most of us have worked at more than one job and it's been defined differently. So think about that in your own life. And again, I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here. If you want to reach out to me or find me, I am Sandy, SandeeByrd, bird.com, or Sandy at SandyBird.com email, or SandyBirdCoach@gmail.com. And thank you for joining me tonight. Stay tuned for next week.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.